Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Alexis Fink and Emily Hudson.
Hello, I'm Emily Hudson.
And I'm Alexis Fink.
And welcome to Intel on AI. Today, our guest is Adnan Khalil, the Senior Director and Global Sales Strategist at Dell EMC. Welcome, Adnan.
Hi, I'm really delighted to be here.
So Dell is just back from a huge presence at the Supercomputing 18 conference. I know that you have a strong story around HPC and AI that you present at that conference. Are there any details you'd like to fill in for us?
Yeah, so Supercomputing, they're the biggest conferences for us. And we've got lots of people from the company there. It's a very busy time for us in terms of meeting with customers and prospects. But we had some really good announcements this year. The first one was we recently won the NSF-funded Frontera system at the Texas Advanced Computing Center. And that's a big deal for us. That's going to be the fastest university system in the world when it gets deployed in 2019. And also, we've got several new systems to add to the list of the top 500. We've got one at the University of Michigan. There's another one called the Pizza Cluster at the Ohio Supercomputing Center, and a few others that we're really excited to be working with our community with.
Now, I understand you also have a Dell EMC supercomputer called Zenith, which is at your very own HPC and AI Innovation Lab. Can you give any details on recent work that's been done with that system?
So yeah, Zenith is what we call one of our crown jewels. And believe it or not, most people don't even know about it. And we really have to thank Intel for that particular system because it's a jointly funded system. It's been ranked consistently in the top 500 and it's been growing in strength ever since. So it's been updated with all of the Skylake processors and we consistently use it to run all of our benchmarks, do our product testing. Customers always, that's one of the first things they want to talk about when they know it and how to get access to it, because it's a great place for them to do some of the benchmarking and performance testing. But what I really like about Zenith is it has, you know, all of the Intel technologies in one place, right from the processors to the Omnipath interconnect to the SSDs, as well as some of the FPGAs and so on. So it's a great place to get a taste of all of the Intel flavors of the various technologies, try them out, and make sure that the customer is getting exactly what they're looking for.
So Adnan, can you tell us about any recent customer success stories or proof of concepts that have been executed on the Zenith platform?
Yeah, so there's this one really interesting study that I've been done at Stanford where they had done some deep learning on chest x-rays. But that was meant to be on a single system. It wasn't really meant to be scalable. And this is work that had been done with Surfsara as well as Intel and Dell. And what they decided to do is parallelize that entire algorithm and make it scale. Now, what most people aren't aware of is this is not an easy process to do when it comes to deep learning, because how you train the model and, you know, what gets trained, and if you try to train it in a distributed fashion, that can all affect your results. But at the same time, we all know that scaling out is the way to, like, do bigger jobs and do them faster. So it's imperative that we do this work and some of this research. So Zenith was very instrumental in that. We had several folks from Intel help out, as well as the original researchers, to show that this is practically possible for us to scale out a deep learning job and as well have the same sort of accuracy as we were seeing in the original project. But we were seeing tremendous gains in throughput. So this was a great study and application of Zenith.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the application?
Yeah, so what they were doing is essentially looking at x-rays. So it's image analysis, looking at x-rays for any kind of anomalous tissue that would point to either a tumor or some sort of disease of the lungs. And we're increasingly seeing that deep learning and machine learning algorithms are beating the best human beings when it comes to identifying anomalous tissue in chest x-rays. So there's a vested interest in this research, and they want to make sure that we can do this in a scalable, repeatable fashion. So the whole purpose of the study was, you know, could we, one, train a deep learning model to identify bad tissue or diseased tissue in chest x-rays better than a human being, which they managed to do in their first study. And then the next part of that study was, how do you scale it out such that you can analyze hundreds and thousands of these x-rays in tandem rather than having to serialize it on one system?
That's an incredible success story. And I know that radiologists' workloads are ever increasing. And so anything that enables them to do their jobs faster is certainly going to be a huge benefit to the medical community. I wanted to switch a little bit and ask you about FPGA accelerators and if you have any platforms that are particularly suited towards those workloads and how you're using them for HPC and AI customers.
We've all been talking about FPGAs. In fact, when I graduated 20 years ago, and even before that, people were using FPGAs, but it took a lot of specialized skills in order to program the hardware and use it. So, you know, you had to be proficient with either Verilog or VHDL. And trust me, it's not as easy to program in those languages as it is in a high-level language like C or C++ or Java or Python. So we're seeing more and more people interested in employing FPGAs because you can program the hardware, and that's where you get the best efficiency. But you have to have the right platform, and this means, you know, having the right number of slots, the thermals, and so on. So we've got a couple of new platforms, the PowerEdge R840 and the 940. These are both four-socket systems, but they've got crazy amounts of DIMM slots. So you can have a very fat node that allows you to run a very large model on a monolithic operating system image as well.
Yeah, it really seems like FPGAs have just become a mainstream enterprise deployment in the past few years. And I was looking at some of the specs for those servers you mentioned, and I think I saw up to 6 terabytes of memory support, which is fantastic. Is there anything else you want to highlight with your FPGA offerings or any other recent events at supercomputing?
Yeah, so, you know, it's also becoming the density. How many of these FPGAs can you put on a single platform? And as I mentioned, the 940. We're highlighting that you can put up to 4 of these accelerator cards into a single system. So again, that's a great story for people who are looking at larger workloads and at accelerating larger workloads. And that's been a big draw at supercomputing as well, talking about these systems, the potential applications to deep learning using FPGAs.
Excellent. Well, sounds like SC18 was a huge success for Dell EMC, and look forward to what you have coming up in the next year.
Yeah, the supercomputing conferences are always an exciting time for us. It's a great time for us to showcase our new technologies, but it's also a great time for us to work with our partners like Intel and jointly talk about all of the successes we've had in the past year and what we can expect to do in the coming months and the following year. So I love being out there on the show floor and seeing all of the new technologies and talking to customers. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Adnan. That's been very helpful. If listeners want to find more information about these programs, is there some place you can point them?
Yeah, they can look for HPC_innovations or FPGAs on the DellEMC.com website. And that should take them to the right place, including, you know, information on the Innovation Lab where they can find more information on Zenith.
Terrific. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, this is Alexis Fink.
And this is Emily Hudson. And we are at Intel on AI.